This goes to Jill, J-I-L-L, Gear. It's G-E-E-R. And like November, P like practice. Fax is 810-264-4378. And Maple View Assisted Living Facility, fax 989-875-3779. Regarding Edna, E-D-N-A, middle initial M like Martha, Peters, P-E-T-E-R-S. Date of birth, March 9th of 1932. Dear Miss Gear and Maple View Assisted Living Facility staff, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Peters with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, hypertension, diabetic nephropathy, and dementia. Her consultation was done August 9th of 2022. She's been doing well. She continues to have a great deal of confusion and memory difficulties, but she does stay active in the facility. She states that she's been walking with her sister, and that's been helping her stay feel better and stay healthier. She denies any hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the maximum dose of losartan, 100 milligrams daily. And clonidine, 0.1 milligram, is 3 times a day as needed for blood pressure greater than 160 over 90. For pain, she uses tramadol, 50 milligram twice a day, and Tylenol on a PRN basis. And other medications are unchanged from previous visit. Physical examination, the patient appears comfortable. Color is good, and she's in no type of distress. Her weight is 161 pounds. Temperature is 97.5. Pulse is 60. Oxygen saturation is 95% on room air. Blood pressure was 157 over 82. Labs, most recent lab studies were done November 1st of 2022. Her creatinine is stable at 0.98 with estimated GFR of 55, calcium is 9, albumin 3.8, phosphorus 4.2, intact parathyroid hormone 55.4, sodium 134, potassium is 4, carbon dioxide 26, hemoglobin 13.1, her white count is 12.3, and platelets are normal. Assessment and plan. Stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. Diabetic nephropathy is number 2, hypertension 3, and 4 is dementia. The patient should continue her diabetic low-salt diet. She should avoid all oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Labs should be checked every 3 months, and she does have a standing order good through August 9th of 2023, so they will be due again in February of 2023, and she will have a follow-up visit by this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.